Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
It's our environment unit, and we're turning and looking at something called a water recycling system that's located in southern Africa, very close to South Africa itself, in a country called Namibia, and the capital city is called Windhoek.The reason why it's a little different is because for a while, part of their history, Namibia was controlled by Germany. So that's actually a German word there, and they've kept it. So Windhoek is the name of the capital of the country of Namibia, and it's their water recycling system that we're taking a look at.
Right, so we're recycling water. In some parts of the world, water may be scarce. It's hard to come by, so we have to think of different ways to come up with water if we can't get it out of the ground from wells or if we can't store it in reservoirs like we do here in Taiwan. This might be applicable to people in Taiwan because sometimes we do have water shortages here, especially when it doesn't rain. And then, of course, the farmers in the center and south don't have enough water for their plants. So, of course, this is of concern to people all over the world. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's listen to the entire contents of our lesson now one time.
In the heart of Namibia, a country where vast stretches of desert define the landscape, one can find the capital city of Windhoek. Despite being in one of the driest countries in southern Africa,99% of the city's residents enjoy access to safe drinking water. This is all thanks to pioneering technology that involves processing and recycling sewage water into drinking water. Windhoek's population increased rapidly in the 1950s, resulting in severe water shortages throughout the city. This disaster prompted the creation of an innovative system. In 1968,The Goriangab Water Reclamation Plant became the world's first establishment to produce drinking water directly from sewage. This process is referred to as Direct Potable Reuse, DPR. Wastewater from around the city is collected at the plant, where it undergoes a multi-barrier treatment that eliminates pollutants and harmful organisms.Nowadays, the water is also continuously monitored by online instruments, and workers ensure that only water meeting World Health Organization, WHO, guidelines is distributed. If any impurities are detected, the system goes into recycle mode, halting distribution until water quality is restored. The Windhoek DPR plant,generates up to 5.5 million gallons of drinking water per day, which accounts for up to 35% of the city's water usage. Most importantly, the plant has never been linked to the spread of diseases caused by unclean water. The plant's success has drawn global attention, with representatives from countries including the U.S., India, and Australia visiting Windhoek,hoping to gain insights into how to solve their own water shortage problems. As this issue intensifies globally due to climate change, more countries will likely follow in Windhoek's footsteps. The city has proved that DPR can not only gain public acceptance, but also serve as a viable and sustainable resource to ensure a water-secure future for Windhoek's residents.
Okay, everybody, it's time for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. It's our environment unit for the month of April, and we are turning the tide about Windhoek's water recycling system.
I think you can pronounce it Windhoek.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, yeah.
Well, I don't speak German. Ich spreche nicht Deutsch, But in any case, we're talking about what's going on in Namibia here. Mm. We're turning the tide. Usually that phrase means that things are reversing. During World War II, of course, the Japanese were pretty much in charge of the Pacific Ocean. But later on, the Americans turned the tide. They turned things around and started fighting against the Japanese back again and eventually defeated them. But here, yes, indeed, we're turning the tide. And it's kind of an interesting title because the tide has to do with water when it flows in or when it flows out. You have high tide and you have low tide. And so it's kind of appropriate that we're using this to talk about the water situation in Windhoek. And we're talking about their water recycling system.
Yeah, and usually if you use that idiom to turn the tide, you're going from bad to better. Hopefully, things get better as you turn the tide. The tide's turning. Something's changing. So let's look at what's changing there. So they're in a country where vast stretches of desert define the landscape. I grew up in an area that is considered...pure desert. So I know what it feels like to be surrounded by desert. And water is precious. And people are very careful with the water they have in the desert. Well, if you have a vast stretch, you have a long area or a big area of land where there's not much water. And that's where you can find the capital of this country. And remember, we said the capital city is actually named Windhoek, which is the German pronunciation. You can also say Windhoek. I think people will be okay with that. Despite being in one of the driest countries in southern Africa, it's in the southern part of the continent of Africa, 99% of the city's residents enjoy access to safe drinking water. Now, we know that in Africa, there are areas of that continent where they do not have access to safe drinking water. Everyone needs safe drinking water to live. You know, you can go quite a while without food, but if you go past 3 days without water, you die. So safe drinking water is really, really important. So it's really quite amazing, actually, that almost 100% of the city's residents, those who live there, are residents, enjoy the ability to get their hands on safe drinking water.
Hopefully they don't take it for granted and they continue to conserve water or at least not to waste water. And this is all thanks to pioneering technology that involves processing and recycling sewage water into drinking water. So the reason that they have safe drinking water is because of this pioneering technology. Pioneering here just means it's new, it's never been done before, and it's breaking new ground. And they process or recycle sewage water into drinking water. Sewage just refers to waste, especially if it's human waste flowing into a sewage system. Mm-hmm. Your poop and your pee and all that stuff goes down the toilet and into this sewage system. And sometimes it's treated in what is called a cesspool, where they try to...treat the waste and return it to the ecosystem. But in this particular case, they don't let the water drain off into rivers or into the ocean. They actually recycle it. Mm-hmm. They figure out a way to reuse the water again. I'm not sure if I would feel comfortable doing that, but I suppose once you get used to it, it may be all right.
Yeah, I guess if other people tried it first, but I wouldn't want to be the first group to try that. It sounds really gross, to be honest. But we are spoiled here in Taiwan, as you know. So here, moving on to the second paragraph, it says, Windhoek's population, the number of people that live somewhere are considered the population, it increased rapidly back in the 1950s. And so because of the rapid increase in the number of people living there, they were experiencing severe water shortages throughout the city. So that makes sense if you don't have enough water or you don't have enough of anything you need. You talk about having a shortage of something, a food shortage. I know we've had egg shortages here in Taiwan or toilet paper shortages in Taiwan. A severe means very extreme. So it's something you have to pay attention to, severe water shortage. So again, if you don't have enough of something, we talk about being short of something. Maybe you're, I'm short of change, or I'm short of money right now. I'm short on cash. I'm short on cash, you could say too. But here, shortage is the noun form of this idea of not having enough of something, lacking something.
Right, to be short of something, and of course, lots of parts of the city have water shortages, and this disaster prompted the creation of an innovative system. So this is a disaster. It's a terrible thing that affects lots of people. It may cause them to get sick or to die or whatever. A typhoon is a natural disaster. For example, an earthquake is a natural disaster. And here we've got the verb to prompt, which means to cause something to happen.To encourage the creation of this innovative system. Yes, indeed, people thought, I'm sick of needing to cook or take a bath, and then I turn on the tap and there's no water there.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this. What are we going to do about it? And so, of course, the government reacted and said, well, we're going to create this new system for recycling water. It is innovative. That's kind of similar in meaning to pioneering. It's just new and hasn't been done before.
Yeah, something that someone hasn't tried before, kind of cool to try new things, or come up with new products or processes. So this was a creation of an innovative system, and it was established in 1968. It's called the Goringab Water Reclamation Plant. So if you reclaim something, you take something back that you've lost. But if you use reclamation, you're usually talking about taking back some land or reclaiming some sort of land that's wasn't being able to be used in a certain way, and now you can. Reclamation project, you'll often hear that when people are trying to take something that's in a bad state or a bad situation and making it better. So they are talking about a reclamation of the water. So they're trying to turn something that was really unusable. Sewage water is bad. It's very dirty and is very, very unhealthy for people. Never drink any sewage water before it's been cleaned. So it prompted them to come up with this innovative or brand new system. And it became the world's first establishment to produce drinking water directly from sewage. Now, we'd had other things where it was linked to sewage water, but it had gone through other processes. Here, it was straight from sewage to drinkable water.
And before we take a break, let's look at the next sentence here. It says, this process is referred to as direct potable reuse,or DPR. DPR sounds like the name of some communist country or something like that.
But
in this particular case, it just refers to this recycling process. People call it, or it is referred to as DPR, which stands for Direct Potable Reuse. If something's potable, that means you can drink it, and that, of course, refers to water. For example, if you go hiking in the mountains, there is no potable water there, so you need to bring your own.
Now, Tom's not saying portable, which means you can carry it.
I wanted to say portable, but
it's
potable.
But you will see this word, guys, if you're hiking or out in the, some national park in the U.S., it'll often say potable water here or potable water available somewhere because you can't just assume that water in a creek is clean. My sister got E. coli drinking out of a creek in Arizona. So you need to be careful and usually should carry your own potable water if you're outside hiking in the wilderness. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to continue talking about Vinhook's water recycling system.
听众朋友大家好，我是 Anna。 我们今天要带大家看一个很棒的发明哦，其实不是发明啦，其实它是一个污水再利用的工厂，再生水厂，而且这个再生水厂做的真的很棒，除了水沥得很干净之外，让大家都有水喝，而且也可以避免掉很多的这个病毒，然后呢让很多其他世界的国家都去观摩。那这个地方在哪里呢？是不是在很多先进国家呢？不是，它是在纳米比亚，在非洲的纳米比亚。好，我们来看一下这篇文章，它是设计成 文艺选填。那文艺选填这种文章啊，其实很多读者都会觉得非常的困难，因为它真的考得蛮细的。除了说文法之外啊，甚至还有每个单字的用词，到底是什么样的词性，有没有特殊的用法。所以我们通常还是会先看一下选项。我们在今天的文章当中特别看一下三个选项，像 B、F 跟 J 这三个这个名词呢，或者是形容词或者是分词，它们其实都有一些搭配词在里面。例如 B 选项当中的 access， access 就是可以使用或者是取得的一种权利跟管道，通常它后面都会有 to， 针对什么东西， to 介系词哦， access to something， to 后面加上比如说对病例的一种这个存取啦，或者是 access to Wi-Fi， 是不是可以连上网络之类的。好，接着 F 的这个 link 呢，通常我们会说人 link A to B， 把 A 跟 B 做个连结， to 也是介系词哦。那在这里的 F， 如果我们看到的是 linked， 它有可能是过去式或者是被动，就是连结或者是产生关联的意思。接下来的 J 呢， refer， 通常会说refer to A as B， 也就是称 A 为 B， 认为 A 是 B， 指涉 A 为 B， 这些用法。所以今天的选项当中特别注意一下 BFJ， 它的上下文尤其是后面如果出现 to 的话，大概就跑不了这些意思咯。好，那接下来我们赶快看一下第一段。第一段就先特别讲到主要是在纳米比亚的中心地带有一个首都，它的 capital city 叫做温和克 Windhoek。那当然我们刚刚说是非洲，而且它这个城市啊 ,99% 的居民都有安全的饮用水耶。主要就是因为他们的技术很先进，因为他们可以把污水处理跟回收啊转换成为饮用水。那我们在这里可能要特别注意到的是，第一段在第一句有一个限定用法关系子句，先行词是 a country， 后面的 where 一直到逗点这个地方左右括号。如果是限定用法关系子句的话，关系子句就要先翻成形容词哦。在那个沙漠的那个地带啊的那个国家，有没有？我们先翻后面的这个限定用法的关系子句。为什么呢？因为其实等一下我们在文章的第二段啊，第二段这边的第四句我们会看到补充说明的关系子句。如果是补充说明逗点之后的 where， 我们就会顺着翻下去，而在那个地方如何如何。所以有没有限定，其实在文意上是有一些差别。那当然第一段除了特别注意一下第一句这个地方有一个限定用法关系子句之外，接下来我们就看到第一题，有没有第一题后面有没有 to safe drinking water， 安全的饮用水耶。所以第一题是不是答案就选 B access， OK。 那接下来我们看一下第一段第三句，第三句这个地方也有限定用法的关系子句哦，先行词是 pioneering technology， 后面从 that 一直到句尾的地方。所以要特别注意，只要不打逗点我们都会先翻关系子句，也就是可以让这个污水处理跟回收转换成饮用水的那个 pioneering technology， 那一些先进的技术。那当然第二段就有特别提到为什么会开始有这些技术啊，通常invention 的母亲就是 necessity 嘛，就是因为有 needs 有需求啊就开始有发明。原来是这样子的，因为在1950年代啊，温赫克这个地方的人口啊迅速的增加，所以整个城市呢就水都不够。在第二段的第一句我们特别看到有补充说明关系子句，但是简化耶，1950年代 1950s 逗点之后的 resulting in， 我们先还原resulting 这边还原成 which resulted， 可比较特别的是 which 指的不是1950哦，而是逗点前面整句话，也就是1950因为当时的人口快速的增加的这件事，逗点 which resulted 啊，就导致了水就不够。所以水就不够呢，就大家就想说怎么办，好那就做回收好啦。所以在第二句就有提到了，哦这个水厂真的很重要，因为呢它把整个的这个饮用水啊污水啊全部都可以转换成为饮用水。那但是我们不能够漏掉很重要的，在第二段第四句这个地方，第四句出现第五题哦，第五题后面有没有一个 to S， 有出现一个 S， 有没有？所以在这里应该是被动的，就被称为什么什么。所以第五题答案选 J， referred。
We're going to take a short break, then we'll be right back with part two of the article.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about this water recycling system in, let's see, the city of Windhoek in Namibia. Mm-hmm. And they've got this innovative system for recycling water directly from sewage, which sounds kind of gross,
Yeah. But
I suppose in some ways it might actually make the water more potable than water we get from wells, because, of course, they're going to be very careful about making sure this water is clean enough for people to consume. And again, the process is referred to as DPR, or direct potable reuse. And wastewater from around the city is collected at the plant, where it undergoes a multi-barrier treatment that eliminates pollutants and harmful organisms.
Hmm.
So we've got wastewater coming from various places around the city, probably in the piping system or the wastewater system itself.
Mm-hmm.
This is wastewater, so it probably comes from your toilets after you take a dump and flush the toilet, and then all that water and all that waste goes to this plant there, and the water, of course, is recycled, and it's a multi-barrier treatment system. So
mm-hmm.
if it's got multi-barriers, it just occurs in many different steps, okay? They go through various procedures to make the water cleaner and cleaner until finally no one could tell the difference between that water and water you buy in bottles.
Yeah, so picture a barrier here is some sort of fence or a wall or some sort of grate, something that it has to pass through. Usually, if you are using multiple barriers, you'll filter out the big things first, the rocks and the poop and the stuff probably that you have in some of the sewage water. And then as it gets closer and closer to being usable or drinkable, those barriers will be even finer and finer. The filters will filter out smaller and smaller things and probably be filtering out even poisons and pollutants that the eye can't see, but that are still in that water. So this multi or multiple, multi just means many, right? This barrier treatment eliminates or gets rid of pollutants and harmful organisms. Yeah, a lot of bacteria and maybe some viruses are in the water as well. So if you eliminate something, you get rid of it completely. It's very hard to eliminate cockroaches, I've noticed. And during the winter, my apartment building seems to attract more of those awful creatures that are very hard to kill, I've noticed. So it's very hard to eliminate some things, to get rid of it, kill it, get rid of it forever, eliminate. If you want to eliminate, I guess, dust mites in your apartment, maybe some of the things you need to do is wash very frequently. And then I've also noticed if I have a dehumidifier, the dust mites will be reduced that way too. Just little things that make it hard for people to breathe. So you can eliminate a lot of things. You can eliminate your rival if you're in business by coming up with a better product and marketing plan. You can get rid of them, eliminate them, and not have to worry about them.
Right, and it gets rid of pollutants. It eliminates them. Pollutants, of course, are things that cause pollution, like industrial waste or sewage and things like that. And it can also get rid of those harmful organisms like bacteria, as you said. Now, nowadays, the water is also continuously monitored by online instruments, and workers ensure that only water meeting World Health Organization guidelines, or WHO, is distributed. So, yes, the quality of the water is monitored by these online instruments. So they've got various kinds of machines that test the water, and they send the information to computers, and that information is monitored. Everybody keeps an eye on that information to make sure there are no pollutants in the water or or there is no bacteria, or there are no bacteria in the water. And so they make sure that the guidelines are met. And here we've got the word guideline. That is just kind of a rule or a principle that you're supposed to follow. It's not really a law, okay? You don't have to obey it if you don't obey this particular set of guidelines. No one's going to catch you and throw you in jail, but it's kind of just suggested things that you should do.
Yeah, so we've got these guidelines that they hand out. They distribute them to other places, other countries. Now, if any impurities are dirty things, right? If any of these are detected, you detect things by discovering that they're there. Usually you have to have some sort of instrument or machine that can detect these. The system goes into recycle mode. So it knows immediately that it needs to be recycled again because there's still some impurities there and you don't want people drinking those. And that is, it halts distribution until water quality is restored. Now, this word halt, every time I see it, I think of The Sound of Music, that movie about the Austrian family who sings and they escape the Nazis who are trying to overtake their country, and they escape them. And one of the girls falls in love with one of the boys who's a Nazi. Later on, you find out he's a Nazi.
Oh, no.
And he tells her to halt, halt. And that was the first time as a young person I heard that word. Halt means stop. And we don't use it in everyday informal English at all. But we do use it in writing, and sometimes you'll see it in, I think, old literary novels, things like that. But halt just means to stop. So stopping, and you can just substitute the word stopping here, stopping distribution until water quality is restored, and that's a good thing.
I think I remember that scene where the girl thought the boy would probably let her go because they were in love. But no. He was an obedient Nazi.
Yeah.
And I think he blew his whistle or something like that.
He did.
He squealed on them. But I think they still got away anyway.
Halt!
I think I'd much rather talk about The Sound of Music than water recycling in Namibia. But that's our subject for today. So let's continue with the next paragraph. It says, the Windhoek DPR plant generates up to 5.5 million gallons of drinking water per day, which accounts or totals up to 35% of the city's water usage. So, of course, this is quite effective. It can generate or produce lots of drinking water every day, and it can produce up to 35% of the city's water usage. It's not 100%, but still 35% is a large portion.
That's nice. So most importantly, the plant has never been linked to the spread of diseases caused by unclean water. Yeah, and there are diseases that are spread through impure water, unclean water, so you have to be careful about that. Like I said, my sister got E. coli and almost died from unclean water. You have to be very careful with that. Now, the plant's success has drawn global attention, other countries looking and seeing what they're doing and thinking, oh, we could try that. It looks like it's going to work for them. Maybe it'll work for us. They've had representatives from countries around the world, including the U.S., India, and Australia, who visited Windhoek, and they hope to gain insights into how to solve their own water shortage problems. There are places in the U.S. have lots of water, and there are other places that don't, and we try to work with what we have. So as this issue intensifies globally, or there's more concern about water shortage, more countries will likely try to look to Windhoek and see if maybe they can follow their own model.
Yeah, they're going to follow in their footsteps, which means they're going to do what they did.
Right.
And they're going to do things the way they did. And the city has proved that DPR can not only gain public acceptance, but also serve as a viable and sustainable resource to ensure a water-secure future for Windhoek's residents.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to have public acceptance. Acceptance is when you accept something, when someone proposes something to you and you say yes to it. Yes, I like that idea. That is acceptance. You might give an acceptance speech, for example, if you are elected to a political office. And this will be a viable resource in case there are water shortages in the future. Yeah. Viable just means very possible. It can be used and it will be effective.
Practical, it's workable, it's something that they can try. So hopefully this will help some other of these countries who are experiencing water shortages. Right now, guys, we are going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
所以现在水质就是有仪器啊，这个可以 online 线上的不断的监控，而且工作人员一定会确保这个水已经干净到符合世界卫生组织的指标的水才会被分发出去给大家喝哦。所以这个第二段的文意就非常的重要。那因为啊，他们这个污水处理厂做得非常好，所以后来几乎美国啊、印度、澳洲这些代表都有去参访温和克，希望能够学到一些什么东西。那这里呢，就在第三段的地方，我们来特别注意一下的是第三段，从第一句这个地方，第一句这个地方呢，有一个补充说明的关系子句，逗点之后的 which， 那先行词有一点点长，那 which 指的还是逗点前面的，不是 day 哦，而是逗点前面指的是 5.5 百万加仑的饮用水每天的这个 5.5 百万。好，那接下来还有一个更重要的就是第三段第三句的地方，这个句子这边啊有一点长，这个第三句句子的长是长在哪里呢？关键就在第十题前面有一个逗点的 with。 好，这里的 with 呢其实是 with 表示附带状况，怎么说 with 表示附带状况， with 附带的是加名词，名词第十题 representatives代表，我们先跳掉哦，我们先把 from 到逗点先全部遮掉。其实他是说附带的是有好多的代表逗点，他们都希望 hoping to do something， 受到 with 介系词的影响，所以这些代表希望能够有一些收获， hoping to do something。 那这些代表从哪里来呢？接下来这个地点就很长了， from countries including blah 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 blah， 一直到逗点。所以这里的句子啊，如果看不懂的话，其实我们先把那个 with 表示附带状况抓出来，整个句子就可以被简化了。那当然现在是因为这个环境啊，地球的环境真的变化很大，然后包括全球的暖化啦，甚至气候的极端啦，或许我们都应该要学学怎么样把这个废水变成干净的水来使用，才能够让资源永续 sustainable。以上是我们今天的内容，我是安娜，我们下次见。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully your water will be as clean as the water is now in Namibia. From all of us here at English Digest, my name is Tom.
And I'm Stephanie. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.